Benetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, a series of weekly teachings on spiritual leadership, soul growth, and the principles of divine administration, presented by the mandate of the Bright and Morning Star at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. The title of this teaching is Divine Administration and the Urantia Book, Part 2, Papers 2 and 3, The Nature and Attributes of God. Here is Neon Emerson Chase.
So let's go to page 33, which is The Nature of God. And again, we're just focusing on the introduction. By the way, these first five papers are brought through by a divine counselor, and we'll be learning more about the divine counselors down the road, but they're pretty amazing too. Again, you notice in talking about the nature of God, it personalizes it, brings us in immediately, that we're meant to have a personal relationship with this personality, God, the Father. And he does it personally. They bring in the thought adjuster right away, the spirit residing within us. You just can't separate it. You can't just give it linear. It goes out, you know, they talk about God, but then they talk about us way down here and our personal relationship with the God Father up there of the master universe, and how there's a part of him in spirit form within each of us. So it's not just a linear thing, it's a circular thing. Giving, you know, receiving and giving back and forth, and a circular thing. And so you get this vision of a pattern that's linear, hierarchical, but also very personal, embracing, interrelated, interassociated. And so people who like to create artwork that's patterns, and they create all these patterns that you feel drawn to, because somehow they are reflecting that pattern of God the Father and all of his personalities as they reach out into the super universes. All of the mandalas are a reflection of that. I think mandalas originated, I may be wrong, but they originated with the Hindu religion, which is one of the oldest religions in existence on the planet, what we refer to as an evolutionary religion. But you see those patterns on the paintings of cave walls. You'll see the spiral. You'll see concentric circles like clusters. And then when you look through a microscope, you see those patterns too in the cells that are being looked at, and on and on and on. So that pattern of administration and government is so much bigger than when we think of that, oh, our government in this country is comprised of Democrats and Republicans who are all fighting each other. That's like tiny nothing compared to what we're thinking. And what we here are to represent in some very human way and superhuman way in the culture, the society that we're building, in our own lives, in how we relate to each other, how we relate to the world, how we relate to our earth. They also let us know right away, hey, it ain't easy to understand this. And they talk about, refer to he, the divine counselor, it, whatever, the handicaps that we come up with, our limited minds, the world we live in, the language. We were told when celestial overcontrol came through to bring through the continuing fifth epical revelation that our world here needs a new language. And the language starts with a new language in the Urantia book and is brought through in the new language in the Cosmic Family volumes. But it's a language, and of course we build on language that's been around for hundreds and thousands of years, but it's a language that reflects the pattern of God and God's outworking of his nature and will down here, that language. So it's a language of love and fairness and Deo power. And it's a language not of divisiveness that way, but it is a language of clarification and confrontation when needed. Immediately in this second paper, again, Michael of Nebadon, the creator son of our local universe, Nebadon, is brought up, and his bestowal is referred to as Jesus of Nazareth on this planet. So again, there you have it. You're up here with the top dude, and we bring it down to us personally, as well as Christ, Michael, who bestowed as Jesus on this planet. So we skip all those steps there of knowing who, what. Phew, directly, the Father's presence is within each one of us and is on this world and was on this world in perfection in one man, Jesus of Nazareth. So the Urantia book starts with the big Godfather up here. And what's the last part of the Urantia book? Back here, some of you are studying it. The life of Jesus on this planet, the life of the Son of God up here, and his life as the Son of Man here. And so it's like, again, you can't separate him. You can't separate him. Often the Urantia book, because of language, we're told in the foreword of the Urantia book that in the struggle for these celestials that have brought through these papers to make it understandable and workable for humans, that they pulled from 2,000 human concepts that were already present on this planet, that human beings through inspiration have come up with, that are familiar and that are part of our humanity and our ownership. And they pull on those concepts and then expand and build on them. They also will pull, you'll notice there'll be direct quotes in that first introduction that we read to paper one. It had two different quotes referring to the prophet. And the first one was Nehemiah. And the second one was from the prophet Isaiah. And those are found in the Old Testament of the Bible. They pull quotes throughout this a lot from the Old Testament of the Bible, but they also pull from some other texts that are considered sacred by other religions too. Again, you are brought in here the circularity of divine pattern. There's the reference to the circle of eternity, the everywhereness of God. He's not sitting on a throne up there, you know. Throwing out bolts of thunder like Thor, the Viking god of Thor, did, or anything like that. And again, there's a reference to, it's like a little teaser. Oh yeah, there's all these other beings going down too before God works through. And then, of course, they talk about the creator sons, the wonderful creator sons that are the descending sons, the sons of God that create their local universes with the creative mother spirit. And it's interesting, the Native Americans, a lot of indigenous people, have an understanding that there is, they have an understanding that there's spirit reality and spirit persons around, but they know that there's Wankantanka. That's the Lakota name for the one God, the top God, the Godfather, whatever you want to call him, Allah, Yahweh. And they refer to that as the creator. But we're also told in learning about the creator sons that for us humans in our universes, for all practical purposes, we see the creator son as our God. So creator sons, the creator. So again, you can see a little, a reflection and a fragment of divine pattern and the reality of God as it comes through in names that different religions have named their understanding of God. I remember when I first got the Urantia book, of course, I wanted to look at I looked at the foreword for about 3 minutes and, then went to paper one. And I got so excited because it was like all of a sudden things started to come together for me. And this beautiful mosaic came together for me where before I was really struggling. I definitely had a relationship with God and through Christ and all of that. But I wanted more. It was partial. And just starting with paper one, it was like all of a sudden the Rubik's Cube that I was trying to put together started to come together. And that's what epical revelation does for us, if we're open and hungry for it. If you're not interested yet in your ascension process, if a person isn't, then it's going to be like science fiction, or I'm not going to touch that gigantic book, that kind of thing. You're not interested. But if you're looking, if a soul is looking, whatever place they are at in their ascension process and growth process, unfoldment process, then this will just come together.
Thanetics, a weekly podcast highlighting the teachings of Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, home of the Global Temple of Divine Administration. For those who feel called to serve humanity as destiny reservists, visit uaspr.org. We bid you come.